Now, we're going to start this afternoon by talking to Sinn Féin councillor for the Castle Island, Corcaguina area, Robert Brosnan. And Robert is not happy about an increase in a particular cost that was raised at a recent council meeting that might have gone under the radar a little bit, but nonetheless, I reckon deserves to be highlighted. I let you let him tell you all about it himself. Robert, you're very welcome to the programme.
Oh, hi, Deirdre, and thanks for having me on.
Can I just ask you, but just for the beginning, just to put everything into context, this is the increase in cost of the four-pack of EcoSense bags. Now, you might just tell people, because a lot of people who get their rubbish collected every week mightn't use these bags, but what are they and who typically uses them?
Well, I suppose there's two groups of people that would use them. I suppose people maybe in very isolated areas that don't have a bin service. But there's a lot of community groups and festivals that had used them as well. And we have a lot of those in the peninsula. And most people nowadays are very environmentally aware, you know, environmentally conscious, and they want to do the right thing. But it was all part of the budget that was discussed on the 24th of November. And just maybe to bring you back to that, if you don't mind, Deirdre, just there was an increase in the spend for the upcoming year. There will be 248 million spent, which is a 10% increase, and that was welcomed by everyone. We have to consider also that the cost of goods and services are also increasing year on year, but the roads and the housing will get more money. But the EcoSense bags was one of the proposals in the budget to increase them for a four-pack from 10 euros to 12.
Yeah, can you just explain to people, sorry, Robert, for cutting across you again, but just for people who don't know what these bags are for or what goes into them.
So plastic packaging would go into them, obviously. Cardboard is another thing that would go into them. And we're talking about coming up to Christmas now, there's a lot of packaging and cardboard and plastics, and they're the types of things that go into them. So people that may not have a bin service use them, but a lot of festival groups and community groups, Christmas markets, things like that, would be environmentally aware and would use these bags to bring to the Civic Community Centre. But to buy those, it's going from 10 euros to 12 euros now per four pack, and I took issue with that with the management and discussed it. But it was pushed through stating that it was an executive function. Now, that's a whole other area completely. There's different functions. There's reserve functions for elected members, and then there's executive functions which the management make, and they decide upon, and they decided to push this through. And there wasn't a vote. I wanted a vote on it, but they wouldn't give a vote on it. So it's a whole other discussion, because we need reform of local democracy in that sense. And we're advocating for community groups as elected members, etc. But some of the time we feel very frustrated that a lot of the decisions are made by management, regardless of our own beliefs in certain things. But I thought this was very unreasonable, and I voted against it because there was, you know, the name EcoSense itself, I thought there was no common sense at all in it, like, because twofold, like, I had two main reasons. And firstly, I suppose it was because of the current cost of living being so high. We're the second highest in Europe, and we're like 38% above the European average. But what it boils down to at the end of the day is the vast majority of people are already under financial pressure. So why did Kerry County Council make a decision just to add more to that? There was no basis for it, I believed. And secondly, I believed, and I believe still, that the thinking behind the price increase was fundamentally wrong and lazy, because it sent out totally the wrong message to the people who are doing the right thing. Like, they're separating their rubbish, they're environmentally conscious, they're bringing the rubbish, I suppose, and they're also paying a carbon tax already on the fuel that for their car to bring them to the Civic Community Centre. And why penalise people that are doing the right thing? So,
when these bags came out, first of all, Robert, when they were for sale day one, we'll say, they were only €8 for a four pack. And then they went up to a tenner, and now they're gone up again to 12. Is that right?
Yeah, they've gone up considerably since they were introduced. And
what's your fear? Is it like, are you concerned that people will, you know, having tried to do the right thing by buying these bags and separating their waste and bringing them to the civic community site, that people will now say, Asher, to hell with it, it's gone too expensive. And they might even be tempted to just dump things in the countryside.
Yeah, that's my fear, really, because we have a lot of illegal dumping, a lot of illegal littering. Like, it's 50 cents extra per bag, basically, is what the charge is, and that may be excessive for some people. And we should be incentivizing people to do the right thing, not the opposite. And you know, it doesn't take long to fill them up, as I said, and four bags don't go very far when you're dealing with a load of cardboard, but...
Has the extra charge come into effect already?
No, it'll be January, Deirdre. It'll come in January, so...
And do you think most people realise about this price increase, Robert?
Well, maybe people could stock up on them now, maybe before the price increase comes in. But, yeah, most people don't know about it, I suppose, because well, I suppose yourselves and Radio Kerry, in fairness, have covered it, but it... It hasn't been widespread coverage, like. But I'm just thinking of community groups mainly that, you know, go to the trouble of separating their rubbish, and like, say we have Fáil an Leis Bóil every bank holiday in August every year, and Fergal Griffin there is great. He always separates the rubbish and we bring it back. But all that money is gathered by shaking buckets in box a lot of the time for community groups outside supermarkets, etc. And there's no thought put into that. There's a considerable amount of them sold, Deirdre, every year. Like last year, there was 22,400 packs sold in the county. So that's a quarter of a million euro. Like,
and where do you actually buy them?
You buy them at the civic community centres. So Dingle has one. Well, in Flemingstown, just outside of Dingle Town, they have one. And I think there are five community centres in the county. Carrisley and Castleline and other areas, but the frustrating thing was I offered solutions, but they weren't taken into consideration in regard to increasing the monetary penalty for littering and dumping and pollution, you know. But they said no, this was a national stipulation and we couldn't interfere with that. But on the other hand, they're putting up the price of EcoSense bags. And then I said, look, maybe we could do more in regard to enforcement and impose more fines, because the conviction rates or the penalty rates are fairly low. Like, there was 566 litter complaints made to the council last year, yet there was only 92 fines issued. That's only like a 16% success rate. So, and then when you're looking at water pollution and air pollution, there were no convictions whatsoever, yet our water quality continues to deteriorate. And I think we can do a lot more in regard to enforcement. We only took in something less than €10,000 in fines last year in the county. And in fairness, that wouldn't employ a litter warden for 3 months of the year. And if they were going to work for 2/3 of the year for free, fine, like, but there's nobody going to work for nothing, even though there are people in our communities working for free already, picking up rubbish every year. And look, fair play to KWD, credit where credit is due. They always sponsor the county cleanup. But every April that happens and people get out and they pick up rubbish. But a month later, if you were to travel any of these areas, you'll find copious amounts of litter.
You will, unfortunately, yeah.
A lot of that is coming out windows, but it's also due to lack of resources, because the bins, there aren't enough of bins in the main towns, first of all, but there's no bins in other settlement areas, like the villages. And if there isn't bins for people to put rubbish into, you know, things, you know, get thrown around, and it's hard to see where the thought process is coming from, like, because the litter isn't coming out of the sky. It's been thrown out windows by passing traffic. And why isn't there more enforcement? We need more money from government, obviously. But,
it's a disappointing development. Well, listen, Robert, I unfortunately can't stay on any longer because we're tight on time today. But look, I have a feeling that when people go to buy these new bags in January, they're going to be very annoyed about it. So it's no harm to forewarn people to maybe stock up on them. Listen, thank you for raising this and thank you at the meeting. And thank you for coming on as well and explaining it to us this afternoon. And that is Councillor Robert Brosnan there, who is a Sinn Féin councillor for the Castle Island, Corcaguina area. Just to reiterate that again, in case you missed the start of it or whatever, or didn't quite follow it. What's happening is these four-pack bags of, or these four packs of EcoSense bags that used to be, they started out at a tenner, they've now gone up to 12. Actually, they started out at €8 when they were brought in first. They're now gone up to €12. And this is a big jump to people who live in areas where there's no refuse collection service. We're all being encouraged to do our bit for the environment by separating our waste, putting newspapers and plastic and all that into these bags, bringing them to the civic community site. But the price of these bags is going up and up, and it's now gone up to €12 for just four bags. You wouldn't get a lot into four bags. Councillor Robert Brosnan brought this up at the recent council meeting, but he wasn't listened to. Well, he was listened to, but they didn't go along with his suggestion, and they did decide to go ahead with that price increase. I bet it's going to affect an awful lot of people out there who mightn't even know about it. So do let us know. Seems to be pretty bad timing considering the way the price of everything is going up at the moment. If this affects you, or if you've any thoughts on it, or if you maybe belong to a community group or a tidy towns group, perhaps you've thoughts on this as well.